This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
And the cheer for Muslim, we cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know him, and I mispronounce his name.
This has been the President of the United States of America. May God have mercy on our souls.
Stu Does America.
BlazeTV.com/Stu. Help us push back against the rapid, unscheduled disassembly of America. Use the promo code Stu to save $10. If you're watching on YouTube, like this video right now. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell for notifications. Do all the things. Glenn Beck is going to be here to show off his old-timey lawyer cosplay. I don't know what else he was talking about, but that's what I noticed. The manhunt for the Texas shooter has come to an end with an interesting twist. I'll tell you the latest. But we start by doing the Tucker tapes. By the way, have I thanked you lately for being here? We're a show that airs at 8 p.m. Eastern on Blaze TV, on Pluto TV, on YouTube, and we're really happy you're here. Many of you are not happy you're here. You probably, some of you are like, I'd actually rather be on Fox News watching Tucker. But you know what? He's not on anymore. And that's kind of a problem. You know, that happened 9 days ago. 9 days ago. Why don't we know the reasoning for this yet? How are we still in the dark as to why he was fired? Fox News isn't saying anything. Why was he fired? Why are you here? I am glad you're here, but why are you here? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. We've seen a lot of things floated in the media, a lot of attempts to explain it. Oh, he did really bad things behind the scenes. First of all, there was a hit piece in the New York Times, which dutifully just parroted whatever Fox News PR was telling them about these incidents after these tapes were leaked to them. They didn't give us the tapes at first. They just gave us the quotes. You know, Tucker Carlson did call a woman yummy. Then we got to see that clip in context.
You wouldn't? Okay. I'm not, you know what? I'm not qualified on that score, I will say. I thought his girlfriend was kind of yummy. Just kidding, in case this is being pulled off the bird. Yeah, the bird. Hey, media matters for America. F*** yourself. That's the first thing I want to say tonight. Second thing is, totally kidding, I don't even know what his girlfriend looks like. And if I did, I would not find her yummy.
First of all, if Tucker Carlson does come up with a new show, he should name it Media Matters, Go F Yourself. That should be the title of the show. Is that controversial, really? He's making a joke about someone he's never even seen before? Oh, yeah, that was really misogynistic. They also tried to pitch a separation point between him and his audience. Well, he has some older viewers. And what if he was calling them bad names behind the scenes? Did you know in the New York Times story they said he called his fans postmenopausal? How dare he? And now we have the video of that incident.
Well, I feel great. You know, I can never assess my appearance. I wait for my postmenopausal fans to weigh in on that. My FB. What? They want to control me from afar? Okay, I'm putting the leash on. You can. F it, we'll do it live. I got you, baby.
Do you really think he was fired over either of those? Do you? Seriously? I don't think so. No one believed that. So they kept trying. They kept leaking more videos to try to get him caught in some controversy that would ruin him for all time, because they don't want, apparently, him to go and grow another audience somewhere else. So they tried this one when he was talking to Piers Morgan.
I think it's totally cool. So let's, if we're going to talk about sex, I'd love to hit some of the fine points of technique. But, you know, but it's your show. It's totally up to you.
We can certainly talk about your sexual technique, especially after your tanning testicles last week.
Not mine. We'll speak in more general terms, but I've got something to add.
So he's joking around with another host. Do you think Fox News fired their most popular host over that? Do you? Does that make any sense? Well, no. There's more now. More video. All this video being leaked to Media Matters, who is an organization that has tried to destroy Fox News for a very long time. But that is really the power, kind of the superpower of some of the people who work at Fox News behind the scenes. They care so little about certain things that you'd think they'd care about that they don't mind trying to destroy a former employee by leaking stuff to Media Matters. Even if Media Matters has done terrible things to them over and over and over again, they don't care. They're both playing their side of the game, and whatever they need at that particular moment is what they will do on both sides of that equation. Says something about both sides of the organization, doesn't it? Fox leaks Tucker Carlson on getting triggered by Dominion's deposition lawyer, that slimy little mother effer. Yes, we have that clip too. It's amazing because the New York Times said, we've obtained video. Who did you obtain it from? Who did you obtain video from internal Fox cameras from? Was that anyone other than Fox News? Could it possibly have been? Who broke into the satellite room and stole the footage? We may never know. It's a real mystery. But here is, let me give you, this is a little long. I'll give you a little piece of this. This is Tucker upset that he was just deposed in a multi-billion dollar lawsuit. Oh, it couldn't possibly relate to anger in that moment.
Well, that was a week, I'll say. Holy shit. 10 hours. That slimy little mother sitting across from me. Oh, you're the best. And I wasn't talking about you. It's just the opposite.
He's giving me a complex.
No, I'm not. What do you mean? Because you've never been this affirmed in your life? I bet. Thank you, Alex. Have a happy weekend.
Okay, wow. I mean, right there, that's enough. You get the point. He was mad at the Dominion lawyer and then was very nice to his staff. I mean, they gotta fire him over something like that. Do you think that was the reason? No, I don't think so either. But we finally got the big one. We've got the big one. This is the one that's going to ruin Tucker Carlson for all time. Here it is, the moment you've all been waiting for. The New York Times again has obtained texts from Fox News. What a weird coincidence. Carlson's text that alarmed Fox leaders. It's not how white men fight is the headline. The discovery of the text message contributed to a chain of events that ultimately led to Tucker Carlson's firing. You notice how they keep doing this? They keep saying, it's part of the reason why. Part of the reason why. That's because they're balloon testing to try to see if anyone will bite on any of this crap. And so far, the answer has been certainly no. Let me give you the entire text. Now, the first thing you might notice is Tucker Carlson, this is a long text. The date on this is interesting. The date is the 7th of January, 2021. You might remember something notable happened on January 6th, 2021. So we're in the aftermath of the January 6th incident. Now, you may have heard some of the lead up to this. This is the text exchange with one of his producers, where he is discussing Donald Trump, and he says stuff like Donald Trump is demonic and he's a destroyer and he's, you know, lying to people. This is the part where he was really separating himself from Donald Trump and saying some stuff that, you know, may have angered Donald Trump, you might think. Now, of course, since then, they've had multiple interviews. Even since these texts have come out, they've had interviews. So it's not necessarily, there's no long-lasting repercussions here, apparently, in their personal relationship. But, you know, I don't know, January 7th, January 6th, January 7th, there's a lot of emotion, right? You just saw a bunch of people go into the Capitol building. People were really on edge in that period. And those emotions were something that I think a lot of people felt on both sides. You felt anger against people maybe going after police officers. You felt anger about an election you might have felt went the wrong way. You might have felt anger at the president or the Democrats or whoever. There was a lot of anger in that period. And this text, he's basically going in and examining his own reaction to what has been going on in the previous weeks. Here's what he said. This is January 7th, 2021. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching a video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living crap out of him. It was 3-1 at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere, somebody probably loves this kid and would be crushed if he was killed. I don't care about those things. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Let's look at the entire context of this moment here just for a second before we get to the part they pulled out for the headline. This is a person who is admitting in a very honest, raw moment that there have been times when he's watching a video and he feels those really bad human instincts. And I think, you know, that happens to everyone. It certainly happens to people on the left who have gone on television over and over and over again and cheered on people punching right-wing figures in the face. We've seen this over and over and over and over again, celebrated by the left. This is a moment where Tucker Carlson is saying, I had those instincts. I watched that and my emotions got the best of me for a second. And then I caught myself and I wanted to make sure that I don't turn into that person. I don't want to be them. I don't want to be the other side who cheers on violence. I want to be a person who's above that. I don't want to boil someone down to their politics. These are real human beings. If anything, that's something that should be praised. If you're sitting here admitting that you have human weakness, and look, rooting against your political enemies in a visceral moment like that is not a left thing or a right thing. It's a human thing. It's a bad human instinct that many people go through. And the key to defeating that instinct is when you're in that moment, catching yourself and letting your better angels come out and say, you know what? What am I doing? That's not who I want to be. I want to be somebody who's better than that. I want to be someone who rises above that. And so he said he did in the moment. That's not something that is a giant controversy. That's something that should be praised, that someone who is admitting, maybe in almost a confessional way, that, gosh, I've made mistakes and I've let emotions get the best of me, but I'm going to try to correct that. I want to be better than that. Even when it comes to people from Antifa, who I might note have personally harassed Tucker Carlson. This is a person who has had threats from people like Antifa against his family, against himself. So to catch yourself and not want to root against the Antifa guy is probably tough to do. I luckily haven't had to deal with that much of that stuff myself. But if someone's threatening your family, it's probably pretty natural to get really angry and maybe a little irrational. He caught himself in that moment, and that's something that should be praised. Now, the way that they basically jumped on this story is to say, let me give you the headline again, Tucker Carlson's text that alarmed Fox leaders, it's not how white men fight. The pitch here is that this is the text that got him kicked off of Fox News. Executives didn't see it at first. It was initially blacked out in the text chain. And they saw it and they thought, oh my gosh, this guy's too dangerous. I don't know exactly why. They don't really explain why. They say that, you know, has, I guess maybe something to do with him having a bloodlust or something. And then also this one line, it's not how white men fight. Now, look, I don't understand exactly what he was trying to say there. I don't know if there is some, they're trying to make it out like it's a racist thing. I don't know, is there a racial stereotype on the quality of the etiquette of how white people and minorities fight differently? If there is one, I've never heard it. I don't know what that stereotype is or what he meant by that, honestly. If you know, feel free to drop it in the comments. I don't know really honestly what that is. So what is the problem with that text? I mean, I think the tone of it is someone who's trying to say, look, I've had bad thoughts, but I need to have good thoughts. I don't know if there's really some racial stereotype based around the quality of the etiquette of how different races fight. I mean, I don't think seems like when you fight, you try to beat the other person up, and that seems to be kind of generalized over all races. I don't know exactly what he was going for there in particular, but like, you know, Media Matters and these organizations that have been receiving these tapes from allegedly Fox News Channel and their PR department, have been complaining about him saying things much, much worse than that on the air. So do you really believe that Fox News would fire him over that? I mean, according to the entire media, this man is an advocate for, you know, white replacement theory. That would be much, much more dramatic than saying the etiquette quality of fighting is different. Does anyone believe this is the actual reason? And this is what I keep coming back to. What is the actual reason? There's just no way they're firing Tucker Carlson over that tweet. I can tell you this with absolute certainty. There is no way that happened. It didn't happen. This is what they're trying to pitch to the New York Times. This is what they're trying to pitch to Media Matters. This is what they're trying to pitch to fans who might think that this looks bad for him. Whatever the reason, I can promise you that's not why this occurred. It's not. Of course, the reaction on the left was they were shocked. Now, of course, many of them cheered on when people on the right were punched in the face through the riots, that they were giving excuses as to why cities were burning to the ground and police officers were being murdered in the streets. Plenty of excuses for that, but they just couldn't get over this. Tucker Carlson sent a racist text to this producer. "It's not how white men fight," says CNN. The truth behind Tucker Carlson's racist text message coming from Esquire. "Wow, this Tucker text," CNN This Morning host, shocked by ex-Fox newser's confession of his own bloodlust. Should note that when we say CNN This Morning host, that doesn't include Don Lemon because he was fired from that show. Stephen King. Completely irrelevant most of the time, but likes to tweet. "Tucker Carlson, this isn't how white men fight. Despicable." Surely Stephen King. Stephen King, a man who thinks men cannot have babies. What a bastard. He was just in a controversy about that. He's trying to deflect from it. We all know the truth. Of course, they can. Jeff Tiedrick writes, "Shocked to learn that public racist Tucker Carlson is also racist in private. How did we not see that coming?" It's a, I'm told that's a joke. So good material there. Adam Kinziger also has really good material usually. "It's clear that Tucker Carlson is racist garbage." Okay, well, that's other than, you know, I'm sure he really analyzed that situation fairly. So that's the reaction. It's as absurd as you thought it would be. But you think to yourself, well, maybe the reason is they fired him because he said the white fighting thing. Maybe that's a really bad thing. Maybe you're not supposed to generalize on race when it comes to fighting quality. Maybe that's off limits. And you could say that, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the racist trope is there, but like maybe there is one that I'm not aware of. Maybe I'm not on the racist Twitters enough to really understand the context. But I would say that could be the reason. But you know what? It's not. You know why I know for a fact it's not? Because I was reading the New York Times. Their movie critic, who was there for a long time, left that gig and now is going to be a book critic, apparently. And people are all worked up about this. The guy's name is A.O. Scott. He wrote something about Tucker Carlson's code of whiteness. And I learned something when reading this, because I thought maybe they were upset that they generalized based on race and fighting quality. Maybe that is something that's really offensive. But then I read the article, and here's what it says. "At first, Carlson is right where you'd expect him to be, on the side of the attackers, rooting them on toward homicide, even as he finds their behavior dishonorable. It's not how white men fight," he says. That is a jaw-dropping sentence, as empirically ludicrous as it is ideologically loaded. A glance at American history, taking in Knight Riders, lynch mobs, the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, and the killings of Michael Griffith and Yusef Hawkins in New York in the 1980s, say nothing of January 6 itself, suggests that this is exactly how white men fight. So the issue was that he said something positive about all white people, and you're saying something negative about white people. The New York Times itself is generalizing by race about how white people fight. But because they said something negative, it's okay. Because he said something positive, it's fireable. Apparently, that's how this works now, boys and girls. Incredible. This is what happens when the left crosses its narrative streams. It's racist to generalize about a color like that, except when we say bad things about white people, then it's totally fine. How about just never making a decision of any sort based on skin color? Can we go back to that standard? I thought that was an ideal standard. We should go back to that one. I will say that Fox is really taking it on the chin right now. They are losing viewership in incredible numbers, numbers that even I didn't expect to see flee from the channel when they fired Tucker Carlson. And thank you again, so many of you, for coming over here to check out the show. We'll hold down the fort until Tucker's back with something else. But they're losing viewership. They're losing money. And not only is it bad that Fox News fired Tucker, that's bad enough, 9 days ago. But what's worse is, don't they owe you something here? Don't they owe you some sort of explanation? Why have they not told you, their loyal viewers, why they fired this man? Why won't they tell you what happened? Why are they hiding it? I can tell you this. If it was some reason that you'd agree with, if it was some reason that you'd think was rational, I can tell you they would make sure you knew about it. The problem is, whatever dumb back-end reason they decided to terminate this guy is a reason they know their viewers will not like. They know you'll be pissed. Amazing, and that's why they won't. Tell you what it is. Let me tell you about the economy a little bit. President Trump just made a statement. He said our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat in frankly 200 years. There are three reasons the central banks are dumping the U.S. dollar: inflation, deficit spending, our insurmountable U.S. National debt. The fact is that there's one asset that has withstood famine, wars, political and economic upheaval, dating back to like biblical times. We're talking about gold, and you can own it in a tax-sheltered retirement account with the help of Birch Gold. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k, maybe from a previous employer, into an IRA in gold. And the best part, of course, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. Text STU to 989898 for your free info kit. They'll hold your hand through the entire process. You know, and you have currencies failing. Gold is a safe haven. It's been for a very long time. How much more time does the dollar have? Protect your savings with gold. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers. So text STU to the number 989898. Get your free info kit on gold. Again, you can text STU to the number 989898 for Birch Gold.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back. I'm now joined by Atticus Finch. He has a brand new special coming up.
Look, I'm just trying to play all of the old Hal Holbrook. Laura Crowles, you know. I'm not sharecropping with you, Your Honor. I've got an innocent man over here.
All right, Glenn is here. He has a special coming up 9 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Oh, Driving Miss Daisy.
It's called Our Dark Future Decoded. What's coming next in our dystopian nightmare? The title, you're really getting, I mean, Dark Future is the name of your new book.
Yeah. Yeah.
The titles of the shows are getting even darker. I mean,
do you know how hard that is to come up with a darker one from last week?
What do you just like? Look, you're just asking ChatGPT. What are the most negative words you can produce in the English language?
Scary titles.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What's this one about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read the script yet. I have absolutely no idea. Yeah. This is about giving you kind of the signpost along the way. Do you remember when Agenda 21 was all the rage? Mm-hmm. All the kids were talking about
it. I do. I remember that was one of your best-selling books.
Yeah, and it was like what, 2010 maybe, 2011, yeah, somewhere in that area. It was, they said it's absolute conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. Panned by everybody because this is just lies. We went back and looked at it. And you'd be shocked at how many things that were in that book are happening right now. And so we tie it together with what we also know about the dark future that is coming with WEF, and we'll show you the road on which we are traveling. And I don't feel my job anymore is to warn people. I figure...
You probably know by now.
You probably know by now. If you don't, you're never going to know. Mm-hmm. But my job is to remind you that we make it, to remind you that it's going to be tough, but you are extraordinarily important in the fight. We can't fight people. We are fighting evil, and that the Lord has it. So my job now is just to remind you of that and to also give you signposts along the way. How many miles before the destination? Where are we on this
trip? On this timeline? Because I think, and this is something I've noticed, it's difficult to operate a civilization when the things that were fiction just a year, 2 years, 5 years ago, are now not only fact, but also if you don't go along with them completely, you're ostracized and deleted from society. That's not, it's not easy to run a civilization doing
that. Sure, because they're training you to be compliant and knowing which side are you on. Are you with the authoritarians? Are you the Nazi? Mm-hmm. And you will go whatever they tell you to do and what is right. You won't think, you'll just do. I was just following orders. Okay. Are you that person? Or are you an independent free thinker that is like, no, that doesn't make sense. I'm not doing that. So they separate us first. They demonize, dehumanize one side. But let me take it away from that, because I think that is much more of a distraction. Imagine they weren't teaching this stuff in our schools. Imagine if they weren't picking at us all the time, poking and prodding us. They were just going down the road of ESG, mm-hmm. of a world government, of changing our currency, okay, of the banking collapse. Imagine we were together on everything except what's happening, okay? Mm-hmm. They'd never get away with it. They have us so distracted on things that everyone easily knows. That is crazy. So we look at the other thing that they're doing and go, well, that's crazy too, but this one's really pissing me off because it's about my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're all distracted over here. When the real thing that is going to destroy our children's future is happening right over here in plain sight.
Is this sort of part of the gaslighting process in which we're kind of directed toward fighting these battles that we shouldn't have to fight, right? Like we shouldn't be in a battle to convince each other that men are men or women are women. Like that should just be known.
Correct.
Instead, we're spending so much time doing that. That, you know, as you've pointed out many times, watch the other hand.
Right. On nonsense.
This is
nonsense. It, 10 years ago, somebody would have been like, you know what? Women can have a penis and prostate cancer. Right. And we'd go, I'm not even talking to you.
Right.
Who's the dope? Mm-hmm. Dismiss him. Dismiss him. That's the thing that I was really thinking about. Because I really had a spiritual moment here over the last month. I had like a really very spiritual 2 weeks. And I was moved by God is not surprised. He's very aware of all of us. He wants all of his children back. He knows exactly who and what we're fighting. He knows it's evil. He knows. And, you know, while we may have to say, in the name of, you know, I denounce you and get out of here, he doesn't. He's just like, you're dismissed. Bye-bye. Satan is great power. You're dismissed. No big deal. No big deal. He has no fear. If he has no fear, and we know he knows us, and he knows what situation we're in, and we're in line with him, what do you have to worry about? Sincerely, what do you have to worry about? Everything else is just passing.
So, because I like that approach. We've talked about also kind of a similar one of just looking at everything and saying, wow, I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Yeah.
You know, kind of having a, in a way.
You become just an observer.
Yeah. But if we don't fight these battles.
Well, I'm not saying don't fight. I'm saying don't worry about, don't take the outcome on. Don't take the outcome on. You just do the next right thing, whatever that is. And most people will dismiss the next right thing because they won't think it matters. But all of the little stuff matters like crazy right now. Just do whatever it is, the next right thing. Just do that. And do it right. Get yourself in alignment with him. The whole world will burn down. But if you're in alignment with him, it won't matter. It really won't matter. And, you know, I said I had a spiritual moment, and I feel compelled to share this because it is true, and I think my calling of warning is over, but I think my calling now is to tell you the truth about God, where he is right now. And that is overwhelmed with, I gotcha. I gotcha. I got the whole thing. I got it. Relax. You've warned. There are many people who are more prepared. This audience is more prepared than any other audience in the world.
I mean, it's got to be true.
Got to be true. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to just buckle up. And know that you've done all the best that you could. Continue to walk with him because he has you. He's got you.
Let's go to another dark future type of scenario here for a second.
I was happy being in the sunshine there for a minute.
Well, I think that does solve the eternal questions,
yeah.
the big questions.
Well,
does it solve the smaller ones?
Like what are the smaller?
I mean, the day-to-day concerns. Like we're in the middle of a potential banking crisis right now.
No, I think the closer we get to living the way the Lord wants us, he'll say, don't worry about the clothing you wear, the food you're going to eat, where you're going to get your next meal, where you're going to sleep. I gotcha. Just do what I ask you to do. I don't know how it all works out. I mean, I've prepared, but I haven't prepared really here. In Dallas, if things go down, I'm going to be someplace else. I hope.
What's that address?
But I don't know if that actually happens. Here's the thing. Here's what I want people to do. I want you to grieve for your country. If you haven't hit the place yet where you just, you know, can't stop crying, or you can't get past the feeling of, my country is gone. It's gone. Everything we did, we worked for. That's normal. I went through that in 2010, remember that? There wasn't a day that I was like, it's over, Stu. It's a normal part. Get through it now. Live it. Understand that it's real. Understand that it's important. And live it so you can get to the other side and go, okay, now I'm interested to see how all this works out. Where are we going next?
Does that give you, is that peace? Or is that something else?
You've seen me in the last 3 weeks. Have you ever seen me like this? Feel free to say yes. Have you ever seen me like I am now?
No, that's maybe why I'm asking all these questions.
Yeah. No, I'm good. But I'm only, I'm not focused on a lot of the little things that are irritants. You know, we get our show prep every day, and everybody gets the show prep if you sign up at glenbeck.com. And there's what, 60 stories about that?
Yeah, give or take.
Every day. And I used to, because I pull them out and I put them in my computer and I reorder everything. And the top is usually where I always start, okay? These are the most important stories of the day. I found myself starting at the bottom now. It's like everything is flipped. It's the big stories. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about Russia? Pay attention.
Yeah.
But right. We don't need to harp on it. Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned Russia today. Bad stuff's happening in Russia. Bad. We don't need to harp on it because you can't do anything about it except call your congressman or your senator. Okay? I don't want to be at war with Russia. Once you've done that, you've done all you can. Now focus on the things that you can change. Focus on the things that do affect you. And focus on the things. I'm telling you, we all have callings. If you don't know what your calling is yet, pray all the time. What is my calling? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? He may not answer you directly. I prayed for 2 weeks, last 2 weeks, prayed faithfully for 2 weeks for an answer. I didn't really get one. I got a feeling, okay? Pay attention to the feelings.
Glenn Beck, the new special is Our Dark Future Decoded, What's Coming Next and Our Dystopian Nightmare, coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to stay tuned and, of course, check it out with your Blaze TV subscription, blazetv.com/Stu. The promo code is Stu. You'll save $10. Atticus, thank you for coming on.
I'm not playing your game. Not here in my hometown.
I want to tell you about the Ghost Sleeve from Refuge Privacy. Now, as you may be aware, your phone, as useful as it is, it's also a tracking device, even when it's off. If you're at all concerned about big tech's invasive data tracking capabilities, don't be. You can protect yourself with something that keeps everything and everybody out whenever you don't want them in there. The Ghost Sleeve from Refuge Privacy. And it's like, oh, what do you have to get carrying around some giant metal box that's going to protect? No. I mean, like, here it is. It's nice. It's simple. It's a good looking item. It's nice and easy to carry around. It can fit your phone right inside. It's made of Faraday fabric that blocks signals to and from the phone, has sound blocking panels on each side. Your private conversations are your private conversations, not anyone else's. This is the only Faraday sleeve that blocks both signal and sound. Each sleeve has an easy open and close airtight seal, and it uses premium Faraday fabric that blocks even high frequency 5G signals that other sleeves will not. Visit RefugePrivacy.com today. Use the code STU. Save 10% off your order. RefugePrivacy.com. The code is STU for 10% off at RefugePrivacy.com. We spent a decent amount of time yesterday talking about this story in Texas of a guy who was shooting a gun in his front yard. The neighbors came over and said, hey, it's 11 o'clock at night. Can you stop doing that? And then he came over and murdered five people. A terrible, terrible, terrible story. He had been deported, I think, four or five times out of the country. For some reason, was not put in prison for the rest of his life and was just able to murder people. I mean, how many times have we heard this story? It's really, really disgusting. Now we're getting an update. In fact, they finally did find him last night. He was hiding under a pile of laundry in a hamper when he was found. And now there's been a couple more arrests, it looks like. Wife of Texas shooting suspect who killed five has been arrested. There seems like they're accusing her of helping hide him. A third person, looks like they will also be arrested for this reason. Now, of course, what you can expect to happen after this is the wife saying, oh, well, he threatened to kill me, and that's why I had to hide him. Who knows if that's true? I mean, you know, people who are looking into this, investigating this case, are going to have a tough time sussing out exactly what happened. But look, this looks like an ugly, ugly incident, even beyond the initial details. And we will give you more as we get more details coming out of that case. But it leads us into what's going to happen next week. You know, this guy crossed the border a bunch of times before, when Title 42 actually did exist, where it was a little bit different and more difficult to plant yourself here in the country. That's going to change next week. Next week, Title 42 is supposed to go away. Now, it's been threatened many times. It has not happened yet. Title 42 is a Trump-era COVID restriction, basically allowing for easier removal of people who come here illegally. Biden has reacted by sending 1,500 additional troops to the border, something that was called a moral abomination by Kamala Harris when Trump did it. Now, I guess it's totally fine. And they are saying they believe maybe tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants are going to be flooding across the border. They have no place to put them. This is going to be catastrophic. And hopefully we have enough enough lead time here for journalists to actually do their job on this one. We will have people there that we're going to talk to that are down at the border. We'll make sure that we're getting you all the best information and real-time updates from down there. But, you know, will the New York Times do that? Will CBS News do that? Will NBC? Will ABC? Will they care? Or will they just blame it on conservatives? Because that's usually what they do. We will see. I have a suspicion on that front. But regardless, this is going to be catastrophic for these border communities. We showed you the El Paso footage yesterday. It already is catastrophic for them in many of these border towns. And I can tell you it's going to get much, much worse all across that border starting next week. So brace yourselves, America. It's about to get very, very interesting. Had the pleasure to hang out with some of the people who made the new mockumentary movie that's available on Blaze TV starting tomorrow. It's called Reopening. It's about a really, really cool story of a theater crew that are trying to reopen their theater in the middle of the pandemic. And, you know, it's a great work of satire. It looks at some of the idiotic things that we all kind of got involved with somehow during COVID. We were all victimized by bizarre restrictions and bizarre things we had to do. So it kind of looks into that and mocks that in a sort of an Office style or Christopher Guest style mockumentary. It's really funny. I think you're going to like it. And it's a really cool story. We're going to talk to them maybe later this week on the show as well. Now, tomorrow, Thursday, May 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, is the premiere of Reopening. It's right here on Blaze TV. They're going to be streaming a live pre-show on YouTube and Facebook. I think Chad Prather is going to be hosting that, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to have members of the cast there. It'll be really funny and a great lead up to the movie itself. The movie itself will be exclusive on Blaze TV. You can order Blaze TV and join the fun. Go over to blazetv.com/reopening. Use the code reopening. Get your $20 off subscription right now. You can get blazetv.com/reopening. Promo code reopening. Get $20 off now. The big debut is tomorrow. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. blazetv.com/reopening. Maybe you're one of these people who have bad luck. Maybe you're not like one of these people like Lois Frankel. She's a Democratic representative. And you know, this whole banking crisis has been going on. First Republic Bank stock tanks, it collapses, and J.P. Morgan Chase buys it up. Well, she, coincidentally, incredible good fortune, she sold First Republic stock and bought J.P. Morgan stock just before the bank sale. What an incredible blessing and coincidence for Lois Frankel. These things happen all the time. I think Chip Roy had a bill that said, hey, maybe Congress people shouldn't be like buying individual stocks. Kind of sounds like a bad idea. And it is, though I think we should go farther. We should say, you know, Congress people, if you want to invest in a mutual fund, fine. We'll give you one fund, the congressional fund, to invest in. Except the catch is, we get like, I don't know, like an American Idol voting opportunity to just vote whatever stocks we want into their fund. So if they're doing a bad job, we'll vote them crap heaps. If they're doing a good job, we'll vote them good stocks. Let's see how that works, because I have a feeling that maybe their luck might just change. You know, people are so divided in this country. We need something that we can all get behind. And that's, of course, this. Repeal the 16th Amendment. We've got the mugs right here. We got the shirts as well. RepealThe16thAmendment.com. Yeah, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what's the 16th Amendment? Look it up, and then you'll agree with us. We need it repealed. That would be a nice positive change. And don't forget to subscribe, blazetv.com/Stu. Promo code is Stu. You'll get the reopening, by the way, tomorrow. We'll talk to them maybe later this week. blazetv.com/Stu. We'll see you tomorrow.